Masechet Tamid Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. V'zmanche Kohen Gadol rotzo lahakdim. Anytime the Kohen Gadol wanted to be the one to be makdim the Evarim of the Tamid on the Mizbeach, Kohen Gadol would have the right to do so, and the Kohen Gadol has the right to do the avoda any time that he pleases. Hayolah bekevet ba'askan bi'amino. The Kohen would go up the ramp towards the Mizbeach with the skan Kohen Gadol on his right side. Higil amachtiz akevet. When the Kohen Gadol got to the midway point of the kevet, achaz askan bi'amino ve'halel. The skan Kohen Gadol would grab hold of the right hand of the Kohen Gadol and bring him up. As probably when he got up halfway, he got a little tired, so the skan would help him all the way up. The first Kohen that brought the Evarim of the Tumah to the Mizbeach would hand him the Rosh and the Regel. These are the first Evarim that are brought to the Mizbeach. The Samach Aleim V'Zorach, and the Kohen Gadol would be Samach on these Evarim and then throw them on the Mizbeach. Now, even though normally when a regular Kohen would be Zorach the Evarim on the Mizbeach, he would not be Samach on them, he wouldn't lean on them. But Mishon Kvodo Shel Kohen Gadol, it's a covet to the Kohen Gadol, that his zrika they barn to Mizbeach is more chashit than a regular zrika they barn to Mizbeach, and therefore he is sarmech on them before he is zarek them. Now the reason why he is zarek the Evarim on the Mizbeach as opposed to just placing it there, this is learned out from the pasuk that any time the Evarim are put on the Mizbeach, they are thrown on the Mizbeach, as the pasuk says, Vasito losacha habasar vahadam. The pasuk says basar and dam, just like dam is nizrak on the Mizbeach, so too the Evarim, the basar, is nizrak on the Mizbeach. Second Kohen, who is bringing some of the other Evarim from the Tumah to the Mizbeach, would hand the two forelegs to the first Kohen that had brought the Rosh and Regel to the Kohen Gadol. Then the first Kohen would take the two forelegs, notice on the Kohen Gadol, v'samach aleihem v'zorcha. He would give the two forelegs to the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol would be samach on the two forelegs, and then he would be zorek them on the Mizbeach. Nishmar Hasheni v'halach lo. The second Kohen that had brought the two forelegs to the Mizbeach would slip away, and he would be dismissed, while the first Kohen would stay there, as all the subsequent Kohanim that bring the rest of the Evarim from the Tumah to the Mizbeach would hand them to the first Kohen, and the first Kohen would hand them to the Kohen Gadol. And in this way, all the rest of the Evarim from the Tumah would be handed to the Kohen Gadol. The Zorak of the Kohen Gadol would be Samach on all the Evarim, then he would be Zorak them on the Mizbeach. It was Manasseh who wrote that. Anytime the Kohen Gadol wanted to do it a little differently, Husoma, Kohen Gadol would be the one to be Samach on the Evarim, Bachayim Zorkim, and other Kohen would be Zork, the Evarim on the Mizbeach. If this is what the Kohen Gadol wanted, this is the way it would be done. Balor Lahakif at the Mizbeach. When it came time to be Menaseh, the Yayin of the Nesachim on the Mizbeach, the Kohen Gadol would encircle the Mizbeach. He would rise up the Kevet, which is the south of the Mizbeach, and he would encircle the Mizbeach before he reached the southwest corner, that's the corner in which the Nisach HaYayin is done. He would take the Yayin with him and encircle the Mizbeach. This is differently than the normal way the Nisach HaYayin is done. As normally, if a regular Kohen would do the Nisach HaYayin, he wouldn't encircle the Mizbeach. Instead, he would simply turn to his left and go to the southwest corner and immediately be Menaseh the Yayin. And since a regular Kohen, when he goes up to Kevet to be Menaseh the Yayin, takes the Yayin with him, he can't encircle the Mizbeach. Since if he did so, the yayin would get ruined from the smoke of the marach, from the smoke of the Mizbeach, so therefore he had to do it as quickly as possible, so he turns to his left. Now, even though normally any time a Kohen goes up to the Mizbeach, he circles around to his right. As we learn out from the pasuk, that kol pino sha'atapona, any turn that you make in the Beis HaMikdash should be to your right. And therefore, since he turns to his right, he would have to go all the way around the Mizbeach before he reaches the southwest corner. But Nisach HaYayin is one of the exceptions to this rule, as since a regular Kohen would take the yayin with him. If he encircled him as bad, the yayin would get ruined from the smoke, so he would turn to his left instead and go immediately to the southwest corner. But here, the Kohen Gadol is the one that's being menaseh the yayin. The Kohen Gadol, since his chashit, doesn't take the yayin with him when he goes out to be menaseh the yayin. Instead, he goes out without the yayin, he encircles him as bad, and the yayin is handed to him. So therefore, since he goes out without the yayin, he can encircle him as bad, and he would go to his right and end up on the southwest corner after. He goes all the way around the Mizbeach, and while he's encircling the Mizbeach, he would take a kli called a tzinora. It's a kli sharis that's similar to a pitchfork, and he would be mahapet the Evarim. He would turn over the Evarim on the Maracha to make sure that they would be consumed properly. Mehechan umasa mekaren dreimis mizrachas. Where does he start encircling the Mizbeach? He starts from the southeast corner. And the Kevet is in the south, so therefore when he turns to his right, he goes first to the southeast corner, mizrachas spinus, then to the northeast corner, spinus, marabis, the northwest corner. My rubbish drum is then. he ends up in the southwest corner, that's the corner in which the Nisa Chayayin is done. When he reaches the southwest corner, the yayin that the Nisa is done with is handed to him. Haskan Oymed Allah, carrying the Skan Kohen Gadol stands next to the southwest corner of the Mizbeah, by Sutran Biyadu. He has flags in his hand. There's two corners that are standing on the Shulchan HaChalav, and there are two Shulchanot to the west of the Kevin. One Shulchan is a golden Shulchan on which the clay shores is put, and one Shulchan is made out of marble on which the Evarim are put, including the Chalav. That Shulchan is called Shulchan HaChalav. And there are two corners standing on the Shulchan, and the two corners are holding trumpets made out of silver. Tiku Bariu Vitiku. When the Kohen Gadol reaches the southwest corner, the Kohanim blew on the trumpet, the Tekiah Truah and Tekiah. Bo'obam do Eitzel Ben Arza. The two Kohanim blew the trumpet. After they blew the trumpet, they went and stood next to Ben Arza. Ben Arza was a Levi who played the tzitzil, the cymbal. Echam Yamino v'Echam Yismolo. One of the two Kohanim stood on the right of Ben Arza, and one of the two Kohanim stood on the left of Ben Arza. Sacha Lenase, the Kohen Gadol then bent down to do the Nisa Chayayin. Behinef Askan b'Sudrin. At that point, the Skan Kohen Gadol waved the flag that he was holding. Behikit Ben Arza b'tzulzul, Ben Arza started clanging the cymbal, the Dibru HaLevim b'Shir HaLevim, started singing. Started playing the klishir, started singing the Shir Shalyom, and the Shir Shalyom was sung at the time the Nisa Chayayin is done. Higil l'perek, when they reached the perek of the Shir Shalyom, and the Shir Shalyom was divided up into three prokets. So when they finished the first perek of the Shir Shalyom, Tiku v'yishtachavu ha'am, the Kohanim blew the trumpet, and I'm bowed down. I call parak tkia. At each parak there was a tkia, but I call tkia hishtachaviyah, and by each tkia there was hishtachaviyah, the am would be mishtachavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zahu seder ha-tamed la-avodah beis alokenu. This is the order of the tamed for the avodah beis alokenu. Yehi ratzo sheyibaneh b'mehera b'yameinu amen. It should be the ratzo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the beis amezah should be built b'mehera amen. The following shir the Levim sang every day in the Beit HaMikdash. The Levim would sing during the Nisa Chayayin of the Tumash HaShachar. So too, they would sing during the Nisa Chayayin of the Tumash HaBein Arba. On the first day of the week, the Levim would sing the Mizmor that says, "Ladav Mizmor LaShem Aretz Umaloa Tevel VYoshveiba." This Mizmor was appropriate for the first day of the week, since this was the first day of my separation. So we sing that the Aret and Meloa and the table of the Yeshiva is all Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu. Sheni Hayarim and Gadol Hashem and Mehula Maroz Be'er Lokeinu Har Kadosh. On the second day of the week, Levim would sing the Mizmor that says Gadol Hashem and Mehula Mio. This was appropriate for the second day of the week. As the second day of the week, the Mayim was split and the Rekia was put between the Mayim that was Mitachas Rekia and the Mayim that was Mi'ar Rekia. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had his Shechina up over above the Rekia. So therefore we sing about the godless of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'shlisha ha-yarmer elokim nita ba-daskel v'karev elokim yishpah. On the third day of the week, we would sing about mishpah, which is appropriate for the third day of the week, that the mind was put in one place, and the abash of the dry land could be seen. And all the people are on the dry land, and for the people to live in the dry land, we need mishpah, as without mishpah, the world cannot be kayam. V'revi ha-yarmerim kal nekamos Hashem, kal nekamos Hofia. On the fourth day of the week, the Levim would sing the Mizmor that discusses the Nekama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was appropriate for Yom Ravi. As in Yom Ravi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Chama and the Levana and the Kochavim, and there are people that worship the Chama, Levana, and Kochavim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take Nekama from them. V'chamishi ha-yayrim haninu l'elokim uzenu hariu l'elokei Yaakov. In Yom Chamishi, they would sing the Mizmor that says haninu l'elokim uzenu. The reason being is in Yom Chamishi, the Balei Chaim were created. The Balei Chaim were created with a lot of different minim, a lot of different types of Balei Chaim. Some of them are very beautiful, and somebody who sees them would be Meranein and Meshaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would think HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, this Mizmor is appropriate for Yom Chamishi. Bashishi HaYomim Hashem Malach Geis Lovich. On Yom Shishi, which is our Shabbat, the Levim would sing Hashem Malach Geis Lovich. This was appropriate for Yom Shishi, as on the sixth day of creation, Adam HaRishon was created, and he is Makir. He recognizes the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore we sing about the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Shishi. The Shabbos, HaYoyim, Mizmor Shir, Yom HaShabbos. On Shabbos, they would sing the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, even though this mizmor does not discuss Shabbat, this mizmor is actually referring to the Shabbos La'asid Lavo, mizmor Shir La'asid Lavo, Liyom Shakulo Shabbos Menucha L'chaye Ha'olamim, the time where it's Kulo Shabbos Menucha forever. This time of whole, the world will be around for 6,000 years, and then for 1,000 years it will be destroyed, and it will only be renewed after that 1,000 years. And this mizmor is referring to the 1,000 years in which the world will be destroyed. That is a Yom Shabbos, and that is the 6th to 7,000th year of the world, and every day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. So it's a Yom Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Yom Menucha, and that is what we're singing about on Shabbos.